Go right into what we were talking about.
Welcome to the 18th edition of What Would You Do NBA Offseason Edition. For this team that we will be discussing, that team will be the Brooklyn Nets.
Now before we get into discussing the Brooklyn Nets, before this episode, me and Matt were just talking about music, and I was listening to Pooh Shiesty. I know my people who tapped in. If y'all know who Pooh Shiesty and Lil Durk is, Back in Blood, I was listening to that song. Shit is hard. So I wanted to ask Matt, who is in your playlist? Who is in your day-to-day? Who are you listening to day-to-day?
Oh, man, day-to-day, I mean, it's all kinds, you know. It's throwback rap music, you know, Toys B.I.G., Tupac, a little bit of the 90s rap, even a little bit of some modern-day rap, you know. Like to throw in a little Future in there. Like, I like the song that you were playing earlier beforehand with your artist that you mentioned. I think that's pretty cool. You're a little bit like a DaBaby as well. Like, all kinds. I mean, I don't really have like a certain preference. I'm not like the kind of person that I'm like, oh, I only listen to this and nothing else. No, I like all kinds.
So you got some country music in there.
A little bit. Now there's definitely is too much. I'm not gonna go a whole playlist of listening to country music. Like, I won't go with like 6 hour car ride of country music. No, that's not it. I could go a little stint, maybe like, you know, maybe like 20, 25 minutes, but kind of after that, it's like, all right, let's think of something else. But you know, I'm a kind of guy who likes all kinds of music. I don't have a problem with either music anybody plays.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. We're going back in our episode today. We're going to be talking about the Nets. And Matt, where are we going with this?
All righty, here's what we're going with this. The Brooklyn Nets had themselves an interesting season last season. Obviously, they made the big moves last year of getting KD and Kyrie to the Brooklyn Nets. As we all know, KD was not going to play all of last year. It was kind of about the Kyrie Irving show, and Kyrie did okay. I mean, he led the Brooklyn Nets to the seventh seed. They got swept by the Toronto Raptors in the playoffs, but in the bubble, we didn't really see Kyrie play. It was pretty much most of just their bench players playing, throwing out there. And now they're going into this season with a lot of expectations. A lot of people think that the Brooklyn Nets could represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals because now that KD and Kyrie are fully healthy, you know, the way how they look in the preseason so far is looking nice. A lot of people have a lot of high expectations for the Brooklyn Nets. And, you know, I personally think that the Brooklyn Nets could be a team that could go far this year. You know, they're definitely a team where, you know, what kind of KD will get, you know, that's TBD. But, you know, with Kyrie Irving and company, let's see what they can do. You know, it's definitely going to be exciting what they have to offer with that duo. You know, let's hope that duo is what the Nets signed up for and not, you know, an injury-prone KD and a not-so-good Kyrie Irving. You know, we'll see what happens there. But here are some of the off-season addition moves that the Brooklyn Nets made to add on to that roster. They added Jeff Green through free agency. And in some trades, they added Bruce Brown and Landry Shamet. Caleb, with those additions made by the Nets, what are your thoughts on those? Does it help the Brooklyn Nets possibly compete for a championship, or is it more of kind of like, hey, let's help out our bench with some bench filler players?
Well, you know, it definitely helps them in a way of shooting. I think they got a lot more shooters there. They already had Joe Harris. So with them adding, you know, Bruce Brown, Shamet with Harris, I think that, you know, elevates their three-point shooting on the team. And that's where I really see the moves helping them become a better team at this year, you know. I think getting the ball in the bucket is not going to be a problem. Playmaking, not going to be a problem. Defense, still don't think it'd be too much of a problem. They just got to make sure that they can hit their open shots when they get them. And with those three guys that I mentioned, Harris, Landry Shumpert, and Shamet, my boy Landry Shamet and Bruce Brown, I think they're going to be solid with the three-point jumper. So that's where I see them taking the next step with their free agent signings this year. What do you think, bro? How can I help it?
I think I agree with you as well. I think these are good additions to help out the bench. Mm-hmm. I mean, do I think there'll be impact starters to help this team out? No, but I definitely believe, you know, the key to a championship team is also having a solid bench. I look at the Golden State Warriors when they made their runs, you know, they had a good bench. They had a good solid 1-2 guys come off the bench as well as a fantastic starting five. This could be the same situation for the Brooklyn Nets. They have a solid starting five. They got KD, they got Kyrie in there, you got LeVert. You know, you got a good solid couple pieces in that starting five. And getting some guys like Jeff Green, Bruce Brown, Landry Shamet coming off the bench, I mean that's gonna be a solid core. And you know, it's going to be interesting to see how the Nets will do this upcoming season. And one of the biggest moves that the Nets made in the offseason was getting the new head coach, Steve Nash, becoming the new head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. Caleb, when you saw the Brooklyn Nets hiring Steve Nash, how surprised were you?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if that was the right signing for them. No shade towards Steve Nash. He's an amazing basketball mind, amazing Hall of Fame basketball player. I just didn't know if that was the right signing for them, being that they're trying to win now. I think they could have had a coach that has been in that position before. As you see how Steve Nash built his roster, D'Antoni is an assistant coach. They have other coaches there. So obviously he is going to have other people around him that help him. But with that being said, I feel like they could have went in the direction of actually getting more. But how he uses Kevin Durant as well. I'm hearing that KD should be at the five this year. So that's pretty interesting. What do you feel about the move? It's a pretty interesting move.
Yeah, I think the moves were very 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 interesting for the Brooklyn Nets. And I'm sorry for your internet, it slightly cut out a little bit when you were explaining with the Steve Nash signing. Could you repeat to the viewers what your thoughts were on Steve Nash being a part of the Brooklyn Nets?
Yeah, no, like I was saying, they are definitely a solid organization. I just think that they could have went in the direction of signing a coach that has had more experience. No disrespect towards Steve Nash, Hall of Fame, you know, point guard. I'm excited to see how he's going to use Kyrie, how he's going to develop his game, how he's going to use KD. They definitely have pieces. Again, Steve Nash definitely has, like, mentors around him, D'Antoni being an assistant coach. So it's not like he's going into this thing alone. I was just, you know, skeptical about the move. I think they could have went where somebody had with somebody who already had experience, but I'm pretty sure KD and Kyrie were behind that move for sure.
Yeah, I definitely agree as well. I was surprised that Steve Nash got the job. I thought for sure they were going to go after like a Doc Rivers or Mike D'Antoni, kind of more of like a veteran coach that's kind of been there and done that, knows their way around. But I mean, KD and Kyrie like Steve Nash and they bought into that move. So I mean, it's one of those, as long as the players on the team, the main stars buy in, then you make that move, man. I think Brooklyn is going to be a good team, whether Steve Nash would have been the head coach or not. You know, if it was somebody else in there, I still think we would have talked about Brooklyn as one of the top teams in the NBA just because of that KD and Kyrie duo. Let's move on to another player that a lot of people have the Brooklyn Nets surrounding around them. James Harden. James Harden is a main player who wants out of the Houston Rockets. A lot of people think he should go to the Brooklyn Nets. There's some other teams that are open. Some people say Milwaukee, Philadelphia, or that he could just stay in Houston. But let's talk about the Brooklyn Nets and them getting possibly James Harden. Caleb, should the Brooklyn Nets go all in and make a trade for James Harden?
I think they shouldn't. I think they shouldn't. I think they have the pieces. I think Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, two young, solid pieces that they would definitely have to give up in that trade. And I don't think that's a trade they should do right now. Although that if the Knicks could pull it off right now, it makes them like the number one team to win it all. But I think if the Nets just stay away from it, keep what they have, they already have depth, they already have a bench, I think they should be fine. I don't think they need that many ball hogs on the team. Those three guys are ball stoppers. At the end of the day, they like the ball, they like to score. But there's only four quarters, one ball, and a time limit. So they definitely got to distribute a lot better, and I think they should just stay safe. What do you think they should do? Because, I mean, they are in a tough position.
Yeah, they are definitely in a tough position. I'm gonna agree with you. I think they shouldn't make a move for James Harden. I think they should keep the roster that they have, that they have, just because the key is you gotta have a good bench. I mean, because what if your starters go down? What if Kyrie Irving gets another injury? What if KD gets hurt? You know, now you pretty much only got James Harden, and that's it. And he doesn't have a good supporting cast. And even if you were to make a move for James Harden, you know you got to throw in LeVert. You know you got to throw in Allen, even Dinwiddie and a couple firsts just for Houston to even consider it. So I just think it's too risky. Now, if the price is right, I say go for it. If you only have to trade like Jared Allen and a draft pick for Harden, I say go for it. But if it has to be where you have to give up Dinwiddie and LeVert, then I wouldn't want any part of it. Just because Dinwiddie and LeVert, they're the main catapults to help the Brooklyn Nets, especially with that dynamic duo in KD and Kyrie. You'll need a slight little third piece to help contribute. I mean, look at our Lakers last year. Our main duo guy was LeBron and Anthony Davis. And our third guy was kind of up in the air. You know, it could be Kuzma some nights. Could be KCP, you know, when we had Avery Bradley, it could have been him, you know, but that third guy knew when to deliver points. The Brooklyn Nets have that. They have KD and Kyrie, and they have other guys that could put up points, like a Spencer Dinwiddie, like a Caris LeVert, even a Jared Allen. Like I wouldn't trade that just for one guy and James Harden when I could keep all of those pieces and still compete in the Eastern Conference to fare up with great teams like the Milwaukee Bucks or the Boston Celtics. You know, I wouldn't want to put all my eggs into one basket to try and get James Harden. Now, if I know for a fact, now this could be an interesting move. If the Brooklyn Nets at the trade deadline see how the rest of the NBA looks, if somehow, some way, good teams like the Lakers or some other team has their star player injured and the price for James Harden is low, I say go for it, go for the chip. But only if you know you're going to win a chip with James Harden. If you don't know that you're going to win a championship with your big three, don't make the move, because, I mean, even with this franchise of Brooklyn Nets, I remember when they made the trade for – an old Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Jason Terry, they traded all those draft picks. They made the playoffs 2 years, and then they stunk. And all the picks that they traded when they stunk turned into good picks for other teams. Yeah. I don't think Brooklyn wants to be in that same situation again. So to try and get James Harden, I say they shouldn't. But if the price is right and you don't have to give up LeVert or Dinwiddie, then I say go for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely not wrong, but with your trade scenario, I think that's something they could do later as Harden's value goes down. And I mean, that would have to be something that they do later. I mean, I just can't see a team biting on Harden right now, because you would have to give up entirely too much. Like, you might as well just wait. The longer he stays on Houston, the more his value goes down, the quicker he's out of there. So, I mean, I just don't see anybody that's a contender snapping and jumping quick, not even Miami. Like, and the Nets, they already have a complete team. I just don't see why it makes sense. Like, I don't see any contenders that truly make sense to go get him. I think, like, yeah,
Could you imagine James Harden going to either the Atlanta Hawks or the Miami Heat, all the strip clubs that he had fun at? Because that's where he likes to go.
Say that one more time?
No. I was throwing out there the Harden joke. Like, if he were to go to Miami or Atlanta, all the strip clubs that he could be at.
He'd be litty. He'd be litty. Wouldn't it be dope to see him? Wouldn't it be dope to see him in Atlanta?
Oh, that'd be great. Him and Rick Ross. him and Rick Ross tearing it up. That would be something. But
him, Rick Ross, Lil Baby, OPF Harden in Atlanta. That would be dope.
That would be dope to see. But, you know, as of right now, he's still in Houston. You know, we'll see what he can do in Houston. And let's move on to the draft picks that the Brooklyn Nets made. They didn't really draft a lot, but they drafted one player. With the 57th pick of the NBA draft, they selected Reggie Perry, power forward out of Mississippi State. Caleb, you see that draft pick. What are your initial thoughts on Reggie Perry to the Brooklyn Nets?
Good move. I don't know how much time he gets, though, bro. That's the tricky part. I don't know how much time he gets. And with that being said, I don't know how he can pan out for him. I think he'd be a solid player. He was really good at Alabama. He stayed 2 years with – he stayed 1 year with Colin Sexton, right?
Well, he went to Mississippi State. So, I mean, unless if he went to Alabama 1 year with Sexton and then transferred to Mississippi State.
Yeah, no, we're talking about two different Reggie Perrys. But again, this Reggie Perry that we're talking about, I know him too. Shout out McAndre. Check our Medium. We wrote an article on him too. This guy's a big guy. Can play the middle. I mean, he could be definitely a solid pick for him. I just don't know how much he plays. I don't know how much he plays this year, but I mean, the guy has potential. He's a good guy to have in the middle. They already drafted Clayton last year, Nicholas Clayton, and he was solid in the middle. So I can imagine Perry playing the four when they have a young lineup. And I mean, the guy's solid. So look forward to what he has to, you know, display for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you as well. I love what I see Reggie Perry, power forward at Mississippi State. It's just what kind of time he's going to get. I mean, this isn't one of those teams where, oh, you can test the young guys. We're not going anywhere. No. This is a team that's looking to compete for a championship. When most teams are competing for championships, they don't really utilize the young guys a lot unless if they know for damn sure they can get into rotation. Reggie Perry is going to have to prove himself in preseason and during practice that he deserves his minutes, because going to Brooklyn, it's going to be very hard to see him get considerable minutes. Maybe towards the end of the season, if they have a playoff seed already locked in and loaded, that's when maybe we could see Reggie Perry get more minutes. But for now, I think he'll be a guy to where, you know, he'll probably get limited minutes, you know, limited time during the games and kind of have a short sample. But, you know, in the next year or two, maybe he'll get more playing time and maybe even be a starter. Started on the team one day, but you know, Reggie Perry, he's shown a lot of potential. You know, definitely has the height, has great timing. I mean, in his sophomore year, he averaged almost 17 points, 10 rebounds, you know, as a starter. So he's got potential.
Yeah, potential definitely to be
that. So yeah. We'll see how Reggie Perry performs, and we'll see what kind of playing time he's able to get with the Brooklyn Nets, because I'll tell you right now, if you're a young rookie and you got a chance to play for a contending team and actually contribute, you know, it's very impressive.
So yeah, I mean, hopefully he does get that opportunity to contribute. That would be really dope to see how they use the young guys. I feel like, you know, they could keep their rotation from, you know, 1 to 8 or to even 7, but they do have young guys that they could use on their bench. So it'd be dope to see how they use him. Like you said, if they have a clinch playoff spot, why not, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they have something clinched, why not try him out? And with that, my friends, that will conclude the 18th edition of What Would You Do? NBA Offseason Edition featuring the Brooklyn Nets. Caleb, where should the listeners follow all of your great work that you do?
You can catch me on Instagram at 1CalebConant. You can catch me on Twitter at CalebConant2. Click the link in the bio, and you can find other things too. We got articles. We got my Jewels and Gems podcast with my dad. Be on the lookout every Thursday for an episode. You got the Change the Narrative wristband. Go ahead and copy one, you know? Change the Narrative, whatever that means to you.
Yeah, definitely some.
That, my boy.
Definitely some good stuff to check out there. My Twitter is at @Matt_Skura. My Instagram is at @Matt_Skura19. And make sure you guys check out our previous episodes that we have uploaded on this podcast. We have talked about What Would You Do? NBA Offseason Edition for 17 other NBA teams. Make sure you guys give that a listen as well as this one. And check out our other episodes that we've uploaded in the past, many months ago, where we talk about other things NBA and NFL related. And check us out because we are everywhere. You know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, you name it, we're everywhere. You know, we thank you for listening to this episode and tuning into all of our others. This is Matt Skura and my great friend Caleb Connett. We are signing out.